So apparently, AI might be the solution to healthcare's most annoying problem, paperwork, and it's about time because if there's one thing doctors didn't go to medical school for, it's filling out forms in triplicate. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one, prior authorization, those two words that make everyone in healthcare collectively groan. If you're not familiar, prior authorization is basically when your doctor has to ask your insurance company for permission to treat you. And it's a nightmare. Doctors spend hours on paperwork, patients wait days or weeks for approvals, and everyone's miserable. But here's where it gets interesting. AI systems are now automating this entire process. According to McKinsey, healthcare organizations are implementing what they call smart process automation that can identify inefficiencies and fix them in weeks instead of months. We're talking about systems that can read medical records, understand insurance policies, and make approval recommendations automatically. Think about this. Healthcare workers currently spend 20 to 30% of their day on administrative tasks. That's not treating patients, that's not providing care, that's clicking buttons and filling out forms. And honestly, I think this might be one of the least controversial applications of AI in healthcare. Nobody is defending the current prior authorization system. It's broken, and if AI can fix it, that's a win for everyone, doctors, patients, even insurance companies who can process claims faster. But here's the thing. While everyone was watching administrative AI take over the back office, something else was happening quietly in exam rooms across the country. Ambient intelligence. Imagine you're a doctor. You're having a conversation with your patient about their symptoms, their concerns, their treatment options. And while you're fully focused on that human connection, an AI is listening in the background, transcribing everything, organizing it, and filing it directly into the patient's electronic medical record. These are called ambient clinical intelligence systems, and they're basically superpowered virtual scribes. For decades, doctors have complained about becoming data entry clerks who spend more time looking at computer screens than at patients. With ambient AI, the doctor can maintain eye contact, focus on the patient, and trust that the documentation is happening automatically. The psychology here matters too. Patients report feeling more heard and understood when doctors aren't typing during consultations. Doctors report less burnout when they can focus on medicine instead of documentation. And the records themselves, they're often more complete because the AI doesn't get tired or distracted. There are legitimate privacy concerns, of course. Having an AI listening to sensitive medical conversations requires serious security protocols. And there's always the risk of errors in the transcription. But the early adopters of these systems are reporting dramatic improvements in physician satisfaction and productivity. Some doctors say they're saving 2 to 3 hours of documentation time every day. That's 2, 3 more hours they can spend with patients or, having an actual life outside of work. Quick hits before we go. AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud are all racing to build healthcare-specific AI tools for everything from medical coding to insurance claims processing. McKinsey reports that predictive analytics are helping hospitals optimize staff scheduling and increase occupancy rates. And while the WHO acknowledges AI's growing role in healthcare operations, they're still working on comprehensive safety and governance frameworks to make sure these systems don't cause harm. That's the thing about healthcare AI. The stakes are incredibly high. When Amazon's recommendation algorithm gets it wrong, you might buy a book you don't like. When healthcare AI gets it wrong, real people could suffer real consequences. That's why the focus on safety constraints and human oversight isn't just bureaucratic caution, it's absolutely essential. So, what's the big picture here? AI in healthcare isn't replacing doctors or nurses. It's replacing the tasks that doctors and nurses never wanted to do in the first place. It's giving them back the time to practice medicine the way they were trained to. And in a system plagued by burnout and administrative bloat, that might be exactly the prescription we need. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.